Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 and welcome again, everyone, for joining us here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, as always, for our loyal listeners, your host, Kelaine Greenwood, the one and only urban life coach. And as we always say, and what this show is about, I got to emphasize it each and every time. Show's about promoting a higher quality of life and finding each individual's higher quality of life, living it to the max, you know, with the resources and support systems and, you know, the hand you was dealt in life, so achieving that vision or that dream you see, how close can we touch that? You know, with the proper help, how close can we get to that? And in doing that, this show is also about creating our best self. And, of course, our best life, that vision we just said. And in doing that, you know, we discover, you know, we have things that stop us, inner and outer barriers, struggles, and fears inside and out of us. So that's the main thing that we deal with that stops us from getting to this best self and this best life. So once we find out what those struggles and barriers are inside and out, you know, we can get help with dealing with them and getting some clarity and moving forward and getting results, okay? So this is what this show is about, achieving those goals and helping one another grow better. That's what we do. And having meaning and purpose in our life, giving ourselves, you know, a reason for being here, leaving a mark, okay? So sit back, relax, everyone. Thank you for joining. The title of this episode here is Talking with Dr. David James, Hypnotherapist. Okay? Talking with Dr. David James, Hypnotherapist. That's the title of this episode, so mark it down. And, of course, our expert guest is the one and only Dr. David James. All right. Some background biography on Dr. David James. This is just a little bit here. He is a transformational hypnotherapist. Okay, and he can tell you, he's going to let you know all what that is and everything, but it's something good to really, you know, bring what this show's about, to help us get to that point. Transformational hypnotherapist in L.A., in Los Angeles, California, okay? So if you're down that way, look him up. He's also a public speaker. Former police officer and Episcopal priest, okay, an author of three books. He has his PhD in clinical psychology, graduate degrees in spirituality and human development. So, you know, he knows a lot pretty much what's going on up in the head, you know. And this is our guest, you know, caller. So call in if you're listening, you know, call in. And if you have a question, something that's you've been trying to deal with, you know, you can get your question off here. Okay, enough talking. Are you with us there, Dr. James? Dr. David James, what can I address you as? What do you feel comfortable with?
David, you can call me David. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, David.
Yeah.
If everyone doesn't know, you know, me and David, we're in two different time zones. He's in California, and I'm here in Norfolk, Virginia. So it's early in the mornings, but we agreed to be here for you listeners and just, you know, talk about these few minutes about who he is and what he does and how he helps people, help their lives become better. And that's what he's going to let you know. And the floor's and the mic's on you, David.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad to be here. Like I said, it's 3 o'clock here in the morning in Los Angeles, and everybody's just recovering from Halloween, so we're in good shape.
2015 Halloween, last night, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let the listeners know who David James and how you help others. I just briefly touched a little bit about yourself, but if you want to add something with that, how you help others.
Yeah, what we do is we've come to realize over the years that there really are two parts to our mind. I mean, it's one mind, one complete whole mind, but there are two parts. We call it the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is about the 10% of our mind power, but it's the stuff that's the part of the mind that we use every day. When we're driving our car or cooking our food or talking on the radio, it's our conscious mind that helps us navigate from one point to the next in life. But then the 90% of our mind power is in our subconscious mind, which is where our life scripts are, our emotions, our feelings. And what happens in our lives is that when something makes a profound, deep impression on us, either through repetition, or, and I'll talk about that a little bit, or in a powerful event, it gets recorded in our subconscious mind and drops down into where the life patterns and our habits are formed. And so transformational hypnotherapy is about helping make a connection to that deep level where the life scripts and the patterns are, and then making the change there that then gets, like, blossomed through the whole life then.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. Now, listeners, just to short form that, basically, Dr. James was saying what he does and deals with is going straight to the root of the issue, like repetition, trauma, things that leave deep imprints on your mind and form belief patterns and belief systems. That, of course, you know, dictate our behavior because it's the way we believe, and then we act on that belief according to. So when we go straight down to our belief system, we're bypassing everything and we're dealing with the root cause of ourself. And in changing that, that's where true change happens. Down deep, the root cause in the beginning, and dealing with that, you know, so that's great. So listeners, if you got a pen and piece of paper, I mean, do you have anything in your life that you'd like to change? And ask yourself, when did it start? You know, how long has it been happening? When did I first notice this? You know, which circumstances may have led to this? And we can start to get some clarity, you know, in the beginning, and see kind of how this works. So David, so when a client or someone comes to you in your practice and may want help, what are some of the typical things they come to you seeking help for?
Well, not just me, but for hypnotherapists, pretty generally, most people come because they have a really powerful habit they want to break or a breakthrough behavior that they want to change. So, for example, the number one reason that people often come is because they want to stop smoking or they want to lose weight or they want to pass an exam. They have a fear of test taking, or, you know, the number two fear in America is speaking in front of public people, you know, so finding ways to help people prepare themselves to be their best. It's usually dropping a bad habit or taking on a new behavior that's been kind of really rooted in fear. We help them drop that fear. So those are the kinds of things. But not only that, I mean, you know, we know that, you know, medically, that, you know, people come for hypnotherapy because they want, you know, they're experiencing pain in their bodies. And so people often will have dental work done under hypnosis, and they don't need anesthesia anymore. The Harvard Medical School did a study that said that when people have major broken bones, like the big bones of their legs or their arm, that when they receive hypnosis, that they heal one-third faster than people who don't have hypnosis. So it's really a powerful tool to help the client overcome a bad habit, to establish a new life pattern, or to deal with a physical problem that, you know, for example, irritable bowel syndrome, insomnia, anything like that hypnosis can help with.
Okay. Wow. I was just thinking, like, you know, like all the other issues and some of the things I may deal with, you know, that this can also, hypnotherapy can help. And how common, I mean, is it? Because when I was researching what you do, subconsciously, I didn't know this, but I was thinking psychotherapy. And then, a mind trick, I can read very well, but I was saying hypnotherapy, and that therapy part got it, and I was thinking psychotherapy. And I had to go back and say, no, this is hypnotherapy. And I'm, you know, I kind of know what it means. I mean, because, you know, hypno, you know. And so how common are aware do you feel this is out here? This hypnotherapy and hypnotherapists and, you know, this career field? Because go ahead.
I would say it's an emerging field in so many ways. Of course, you know, state by state it varies, you know, how much hypnotherapists are allowed to work independently versus working in conjunction with psychiatrists and psychologists in California. There's a lot of latitude in that regard. Other states, not so much. But, you know, I did for years, my doctorate, like you said, is in clinical psychology. So for years I did traditional psychotherapy. But what I found, what moved me into hypnotherapy, was I discovered that we can make changes that would take ordinarily in psychotherapy a longer period of time. You know, we can make focused, powerful change pretty quickly, which is, but having said that, you know, it's not replacing psychotherapy. You know, sometimes people have significant trauma in their lives. They have syndromes and issues they need to really work through. That's not the point of hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is to come at it from a very focused, powerful change orientation and deal with that, make some change, and then move on. So it's kind of a difference.
Okay. All right. I kind of understand that. I'm glad you cleared that up, because I thought it was, I mean, you know, I was just thinking, like, whatever's down deep, but it makes, it's, so basically, moving forward change, you know, okay, goal-oriented changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what makes it so powerful? What, as you said, you know, you've seen more, I don't know, what, better results from other, you know, other ways of dealing with issues. So what makes hypnotherapy more powerful than other ways of dealing with things?
Well, I'm not sure that more powerful is the issue, is the correct way, but it, let me just say that what makes it powerful, like I said, is that what makes it powerful is that we go right to the heart of the matter in the subconscious where those habits and patterns were established. And one of the key differences, again, and this is based largely in my experience, is that in traditional psychotherapy, whenever you get close to making a big change in life, the mind throws up kind of a defensive wall, and it's trying to do what it knows how to do, and we call that wall resistance. For example, say that somebody wants to stop smoking. They say, okay, I've smoked 23 years. I'm tired of smelling like cigarettes and tasting like cigarettes, and so tomorrow I'm gonna stop smoking. This is my last cigarette tonight. Tomorrow I'm gonna stop smoking. Tomorrow comes, they wake up and say, well, maybe tomorrow, the next day I'll stop. So that's resistance. Anytime you have a profound change you want to make, if you have learned and lived out of this habit for years, then the mind's going to throw this resistance up. What hypnotherapy does, I call it, we scale over the wall of resistance. We don't try to batter it down by talking like we do a talk therapy. And the hypnotherapy, we kind of grappling hook up, work over that resistance and drop down into the subconscious, and that's where we make the change. And so that's one of the differences, is that we have a different approach to resistance and how to deal with that. Because, like I said, we have this whole defensive structure that all of us have. And so hypnotherapy kind of makes a way around that or over that or through that, and we get right into the pattern, into the habit, into the charge and make the change there.
Okay. I like that. I like this hypnotherapy. I really do. I really love things that that brings about change and betterment. On all levels. So this mm-hmm. is another one that I'm really, really interested in learning more about. Under that, anything to help the person better and achieve, their goal and more optimal. So, David, now when we say our best self, like for the listeners, can you kind of elaborate, like, so they can for the listener that doesn't really know what we mean by like best self and like connecting with our best self, what is our best self, and how do we connect with it? For the listener, for the layman, who really doesn't know too much about this type of lingo,
mm-hmm.
help them out.
Well, I believe personally, and again, in my experience and in the hundreds of hours of working with clients across the board, is that we have hopes and dreams, and we have aspirations, and we have we know that there's more to life than we're just living it right now. We know that there's a whole possibility that we can be more and do more. We may be very happy with our lives as we are, but there comes a point, in my experience, that there comes a point with most people that we say, is this all there is? And sometimes, like I said, it's because they're stuck with a habit that doesn't serve them well anymore, or because, there's just this impulse to grow, this desire to be more and do more. And so to become our best self, I think, is to realize that in some ways we've maybe been going at life with one of our hands tied behind our back, and we want to untie that second hand and be able to kind of grasp the whole world full on. Or maybe we realize that, we've kind of not taken chances and opportunities, and we find ways and courage to do that. But instead of living in black and white, we want to live in color. So that's the kind of language I use when we talk about living out of your best self.
Wonderful. Ooh, I love the way you colored that. I love the way you described that. It was so vivid. And I'm gonna repeat it, and I hope I remember all three bullets. The way I would like you listeners to look at what is your best self. Imagine you've been living your life with one hand tied behind your back when you have two hands. Okay? So the things you could have done all this time, what you've done with one hand might have been great and you might have been satisfied. But imagine what you could have done with two. I want you to imagine that. Then, you know, imagine that all the dreams and aspirations that you've never challenged or you've never tried because you were scared or you just didn't know what to do. Well, imagine that you finally went for them. Imagine that all these years you've been living, that some of those dreams and aspirations, you finally took a chance. You're going to hit some of them because there's so many. Okay? So that's what I'm feeling in my heart, and that's the color that I would like you to see, living your best self. Living your best self would be to untie that second hand and start taking chances. We're not saying jump off a mountain, but take those chances and believe, you know, go out there, fill that application out, go out there, get on that stage and tell your story, even when, you know, and you'll get better at it, you know. So let's stop living our life in black and white. Let's live it in color. And that's living our best self.
Yeah.
And that's living our best self. And these are the words that I took from David, how he helps people understand a little bit of where they could be and the things they can do. So I appreciate him letting me use those words. Okay, David, you've written three books.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about those. And you have a new one coming out. So let the listeners know the name of those books and the message and where they can purchase them. Because, you know, I think they're going to really enjoy them.
Well, the first two books I wrote about helping men acquire a more passionate and vibrant spiritual life. The first book was called What Are They Saying About Masculine Spirituality? And that was published by Paulus Press. And then the second book was entitled Sacred Vision, A Man's Legacy, that you know, if we're men and we're successful in this world, but we leave the next generation behind, that we don't step up to the needs of our children and the grandchildren, that that's not going to count for a life of success. And so the second book was how to men achieve that, a sacred vision, a man's legacy. And then the book that's coming out in January is really about what we've been talking about today. It's called Discovering Your Magnificent Mind. Finding the way to freedom, prosperity, and health. And this book is 5-6 chapters of the latest insight and research into how hypnosis and how using the mind properly can bring healing to our bodies, prosperity to our bank accounts, meaning and passion to our lives. And bringing that all to life in 150 quick pages. So those are the three books. And the latest book, that's the one that's coming out in January, Discovering Your Magnificent Mind. And, of course, it'll be available on Amazon and .com and Barnes & Noble and all the usual sites.
Okay. Yes, listeners, and I'm going to go ahead and repeat that at the end of the show. We're going to give out how you can contact. And always, you know, with every episode, you know, we have the guests' links to all their social media and their website where you can get in contact and find out more about them and, you know, how to reach them and what other services they may have. So, you know, if you're listening, go to the website right now, check it out, you know, see what other services and see, you know, about picking up, you know, Discovering Your Beautiful Mind book, or go to Amazon. But it's right here with the episodes. Just look up under the description, and you will find all David's contact media and his website. Okay, with a few minutes left, let's see. It's just so much. I mean, I love what I do. I get to meet guests, and I get to learn from them, and I get to, you know, bring the message to the listeners, and you know, it just fills my day. I feel I'm just so blessed with that, taking in this wisdom. Okay, let's do the, let's leave on a note for the listeners. Okay, last words, David, with 1 minute, words of inspiration, encouragement to those out there that, you know, are going through something or just need to make a dramatic change and just need a words of encouragement and inspiration and anything else you may want to add. It's to you with about 45 seconds.
You know, let me just say that I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be with you and your listeners today, and that my website, davidjameshypnosis.com, has a lot of resources available. But one of the things that I always tell people is that what the mind created, the mind can recreate. That the power of our mind is more powerful than we know. That maybe in two generations, we'll look back at what we think is miraculous now, they'll just say it's day to day. But within each of our listeners, within each of us, there's a power so profound and so deep that if we tap it, if we learn to be a partner with it, we'll find a way to live a life that's fully alive, fully powerful, fully exciting, fully meaningful. And all it takes is the courage and the skill and somebody that knows how to help you through that. And so that's why I'm of service, to help people live that kind of life.
Okay. Listeners, and that's what it's about. That's what we do here at Empowering Ourselves Together, Talk Radio. That's why it's named the name, Empowering Ourselves Together, you know, pulling each other up. If I have something that can pull you up and give you esteem for the day and give you courage for the day, if I have the tools and the expertise to know how to do that, and then that's what I'll do. You know, and you may do that and pass it on to the next person in your area of expertise. And this is what we're here for. This is what our guest here, Dr. David James is here for, and this is what he does. So check him out at davidjameshypnosis.com. You know, he said he got a lot of stuff up there for you. I'm pretty sure he got some blog, and you can get a lot of information. Okay, with 90 seconds left, I want to thank again our guest for joining and coming and spending time and giving me his time so we can bring you some good tools and tips, you know, guys. So one more time, davidjameshypnosis.com. You can hit him on Twitter, Instagram, and I'm pretty sure some more to social media sites when you get to his website. Please support and follow us, as well as follow our guests. Like us, share us, do everything, spread us, get us out there. So people, tell your friends about this show. You know, the more they hear us, the more successful we become, and the more guests we get, and we can put more things out there. You can download us from iTunes. You can download us from Stitcher, each and every episode. You can do that. So this is the Urban Life Coach. I love y'all. Live inspired. Stay encouraged daily. Have full of hope as you travel your journey. Keep that spirit inside of you, even if you're going through something. All right, thank you, David.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
Urban Life Coach signing off.